Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
No matter what they say.
You know, I had a very difficult life of hardships, and I tried to enjoy life. People have prejudged me to be things that I'm not. You know, I say to people who are eccentric or who are creative, it's a good thing to be okay.
But throughout history and now, people make fun of other people who are different from them. When I was growing up, I had through a lot of trauma, through a lot of things, and people prejudge me to be retarded. And I'm not retarded. I have at least above average IQ. And then people talked about whether I'm a bully or whatever. And, you know, I will say that I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and being a living on the streets, I got sick physically, but I'm okay. I had so much to overcome, and particularly from my life and from when I grew up, where I lived in the darkest of times. And there's nothing wrong with the way I am. There's other things I don't want to talk about because it's more personal, but I will say this. I am beautiful no matter what they say. And I do have some things to be proud of. I'm still alive and, you know, in education I achieved some success, which, while it's not what's my intention, it's still success. But even if I stop now, if I fall on my face tomorrow in education, I at least can say I did something in. I'm still alive, which is the most important thing. You know, I try to put my head up, and I try to do the best I can. Because I get made fun of all the time. I get prejudged. You know, I came out of Hollywood to be a musician. And I came to a musician, and people make fun of me. They talk about my weight. Or they talk about that I'm too odd, I'm too fat, I'm too ugly. And I would say I am beautiful no matter what they say. But then, you know, and also in a more general tone, they put down people who are different from them. You know, people prejudge people who are gay or people who prejudge somebody this and that. And I'm going to say that it's okay to be whoever you are. Gay, straight, black, or white, there's always somebody who's going to be looking, act differently from me and you. You cannot be perfect and cannot look the same way. As a human being, I can laugh and joke. Like today, I was looking at something that was so and also funny, but creative. And I wasn't laughing at the person, I was laughing at how creative this person is on the internet. And while this person, too, has suffered a lot, it shows that there's a variety and diversity on this planet. And people try to undermine my potential to be in the music industry and to be somebody by saying that I was disabled in New York, or if I was this or that, which has no basis of reality about my worth or my talent or my intelligence or who I am as a person. So it really is about what it is. And, you know, I try to respect people of all types, and I really do. I'm very open and progressive. I'm not one of those types that prejudge people. You know, those types are just people who are ignorant. As I said in the previous podcast, somebody prejudged me to be a demon because of their ignorance and because of their religion, whether it was a Christian religion. I say they're really ignorant, and whatever they believe has nothing, no basis of reality. I stay away from those types. But one thing is, demons do, hurt people. And you look at what the demons that are happening with, I call Vladimir Putin, is a very powerful human being who is a very evil person. Right now in Ukraine, there are hundreds, thousands of innocent men and women who have been butchered and killed. There are women who have been raped by men. It's on a computer, or CNN or ABC. People getting their heads blown off or cut off. So those are what you call demons. While there's no, the truth is we don't know if there's a demon or not, or we don't know whatever, or angel, whatever. Demons are hurt people. They don't, and I'm not a person who hurt people. So I reject that argument, and it's ignorant, and it's no base of reality. And I don't believe in that shit, because that shit don't have no pertaining to the human being of value, because I know God made me who I am. That's a bunch of bullshit and delusions. Well, I'm putting down any type of religion, a Christian and so on, you know, but I was made fun of because, you know, some people put me down because, you know, poor, or put me down because they think I'm ugly, fat. They make fun of people who are disabled. They're ignorant. Something wrong with them. They got a psychosis. They got something wrong with their mentality, because life is too short, especially if you're adult, to be making fun of people or putting them down. I'm very much aware of reality. I am a doctor, technically, and I have a lot of aspirations as an artist, so I do not care what people say about me or think of me. Where I came from, I nearly got my brains blown out when I was a child with a gun, and I came from where I was in a situation where I was homeless on the streets of Hollywood, about to despair. Too much despair. It took me a long time. And while I'm not happy with my surroundings, when people put me down or call me names, I realize that something is wrong with them because they don't have the capacity to understand reality. Maybe they're cruel. Some got some mental disorder. They got low self-esteem. And sometimes they are jealous. Well, I don't listen to the people waiting. Well, I mean, I had somebody who think I'm mentally retarded, which I never, my IQ is way higher than that, so I don't listen to that, because that person's not aware of reality. But if another person put me down by my condition, or put me down because, you know, my economic condition, something is wrong with that. A sociopath, something wrong with them mentally. Life is too short. So I am beautiful, and also is everybody else. And that person that was doing that on a computer, I consider them very creative. I think that person should actually he was in Hollywood. He suffered a tragedy, but he's extremely talented artist, musician. He should be a star. In movies, music, something. That's where he belonged. But I understand why he left.
He had to find himself. He suffered an enormous tragedy. My concern is, as a human being, that I hope he find his way. Because I hope that that while he's healing, he don't let the trauma engulf him or let people's opinions engulf him. And I don't think that. But I'm concerned about whether, you know, I hope he find himself. Because trauma almost engulfed me through death. And I'm glad I'm alive. When I was younger, I wasn't as aware about self-esteem and looking at the situations, because I was made fun of by the way I walk. Children make fun of each other, you know, and they can be cruel, and that should be addressed, because when you're peer pressure, it's very hard to do things as a child, because you have, you know, a child has no, unfortunately, has no rights or no way to get out of things, because they're being told by the mother to go to a school where you'd be around bullies or be around children. That was what happened to me. I was around people who I never would hang out with, but I had to because I had to go to school. But to get to know these children were cruel. So I used to feel good about myself being laughed at all day because they were laughing at my father or laughing at the way I walk or the way I talk. And they were ignorant and they were cruel. It was a very traumatic experience dealing with that as a child. And it was a traumatic experience dealing with, you know, as a teenager being called names on the street and being screamed at from a car, calling me all kinds of racial bigots, homophobic and everything. And I didn't understand why would people laugh at me because of my race or laugh at me because of my sexuality. And my sexuality was benign. I didn't know who I was. I was just a child. So we should be careful about making fun of others. Because making fun of others will show how cruel a person can be and will show that hatred needs to be addressed, because bullying only shows that the bully is really a sick, dangerous person that we all need to stay away from. Because bullies, quite a few of them end up in prison eventually, end up doing law enforcement, doing things. So I am aware. So am I. So I may not be the richest person in the world, which I aspire to. I would love to be rich, but I'm not. I may not be the smartest person in the world. And at this stage, you know, I'm smart enough to understand a lot of things. And I may not be the most beautiful in this world, but I am beautiful, no matter what the names say or say.
Don't you?